95.5, Detroit's new number one hit music channel at 6:31. So McDonald's is going to be changing their recipe, which, you know, you don't want to change things that are so good.
I always get nervous.
Even though...
See, new Coke.
They yes. said that it's not going to change the
it's
flavor,
It's
going to
taste
though.
Exactly the same.
That, well, that's what they say, and I haven't tried it yet.
They said it's not going to change the flavor or the total amount of fat in the fries. But it will reduce the trans fatty acids by 48% and cut saturated fat by 16%.
I'm sorry, but if you cook in a different oil, it's going to taste different.
Wait, yeah. Say all that again, Sarah. It says
trans fatty.
It's going to reduce the trans fatty acids by 48% and cut saturated fat by 16%. And those are the types of fats that contribute to high cholesterol and heart disease.
I appreciate that a fast food restaurant is going to actually make steps to make their food a little healthier, right. But... it is going to change the taste. I got to say, remember, it was a Burger King that changed their fries. Yeah. Nobody likes them anymore.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that, don't get healthy on us now, McDonald's. I mean, seriously. We don't really care.
We don't go to McDonald's for the good health.
Health. I mean, we go there because we enjoy the food. You know what I mean?
It's
so
advice.
Don't do that to us. You know, fries are interesting because there are certain fries, like you said, Burger King, which I am not a fry guy. I always get the onion rings whenever I go there. But like McDonald's and Wendy's. They're the most consistent fries in the business.
Love them.
You go to any of their locations, you know you're going to get some good French fries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 6:33 here at
this
Channel 95.
We know French fries.
Finally, an issue that's close to our hearts. We feel passionate enough to discuss this.
Oh, by the way, my favorite fries in the world, on a fry note, and people may agree or disagree with me on this.
Fry note.
Steak fries.
Yeah.
You ever have those big old thick fries?
Yeah. They're not better than McDonald's fries.
They're not better, but when you go to
they're
restaurants,
they're not even fries. What about slices of potato?
Seasoned fries.
Those are good.
Seasoned fries.
What about curly fries?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I like? Is it Rally's that has the seasoned curly fries?
Oh.
Very nice.
Hold on a second. I need to go.
Fry talk. You're on the air.
Can we do that? You know, I've often talked about having a show called Buffet Talk.
Yeah.
Can we have just food talk one day? Can we have...
No.
Please, one day.
No, it's really
buffet
bad idea.
Talk.
People don't enjoy
it. I finally got him to admit yesterday that he likes food better than sex.
You asked the question. You said...
Is it safe enough to talk about this? Yeah. Is Chelsea not up yet?
Yeah, by the way, Chelsea is so mad at Spike because he's been ripping on her a lot on the air lately.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead. She's not up right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying... I just don't know if she'd take that personally. But, I mean, we know you. We know you love Chelsea. It's just that we know you love food more.
I enjoy... No, I love Chelsea. I
that
love
is so
my
not
wife.
The way to say it, you big fat jerk.
I just love...
I'm just kidding.
I love food. And
you are evil.
You asked the question, what would you rather
have? I truly believe now that Spike is Satan.
Come on.
You asked the question, what would you rather have, sex or food? I'm sorry,
food.
But at that time, I was hungry.
There's
it was the end of the show.
You don't have to apologize for your feelings.
My libido was low at that point.
You've been married a bunch of years, you know? There's things we have our priorities.
Exactly. I mean, if you... You know, I mean, I guess it depends. I mean, at the time of the day that you're talking, you know what I mean?
If a cheeseburger could wake your kids up and get them off to school, it would be a perfect one.
6:35.
Wow.
You know what? I think that might be the only thing I've ever done in my life that actually cheated on my wife was the whole eating thing, and we've talked about this numerous times on the show.
I love that story.
Yeah, don't even bring that up.
All right. Oh, you can't do that.
All right, time now. Confession Wednesday with Mojo in the Morning.